The Turkish Opportunist and the Double Dilemma, political commentary by Nasser Kandil. In the largest and longest wars Europe and Asia have witnessed, before Operation Al-Aqsa Flood, the Syrian war and the war in Ukraine, Turkish President Recep Erdogan acted as an opportunist, exploiting his country's geographic proximity, population size, economic weight, and military capabilities. These are all elements of geopolitical power that he studied under his former advisor and later deputy-turned-rival, Ahmet Davutoğlu, the architect of Turkey's zero-problems-with-neighbors policy, which ultimately led to zero friends. With its latest strike in Syria, Turkey has burned its bridges of goodwill with both Iran and Russia, despite mutual efforts to prevent a slide into outright hostility. Erdogan sees the opportunity presented by his two allies' preoccupations, Russia bogged down in Ukraine and Iran engaged in the Al-Aqsa Flood War, while tightening his grip on Syria, weakened by US sanctions and Israeli airstrikes. Yet before Ankara could solidify its new foothold in Syria, Erdogan made another strategic move, welcoming Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. This was a direct response to signs of a US-Russian understanding on ending the war in Ukraine, which threatens the future of Ukraine's leadership and possibly its very existence as an independent state. US President Donald Trump even predicted that Ukraine could eventually become part of Russia. Erdogan's maneuver aligned with Europe's frustration over Washington's unilateral approach. However, Turkey's gambit in Syria faces a major challenge as Israel, with explicit American backing, insists on securing privileges that threaten Syria's unity and territorial integrity, violating its sovereignty. In exchange for de-escalation, Israel, openly supported by the US, is demanding Syria cedes the Golan Heights, a move that may later become a prerequisite for lifting American sanctions. Without US sanctions relief, any European efforts to ease restrictions, particularly in the financial sector, would be rendered ineffective. Meanwhile, Turkey, having successfully sidestepped its obligations to offer meaningful support for Gaza during the Al-Aqsa Flood War, settling instead for rhetorical stances, now faces a new challenge. With its presence in Syria effectively giving a direct border with Palestine, Turkey is confronted with obligations that are not imposed in Iran, which no longer has an ally positioned on a direct front with the occupation, including Hezbollah. The latter has adhered to transferring responsibility for ending the occupation in South Lebanon to the Lebanese state, while ceding security control south of the Litani River. Thus, what once seemed like an opportunity for Turkey is now turning into a challenge. Similarly, Erdogan's Ukrainian gambit has also backfired. Turkey was blindsided by Europe's shift toward a US-Russia settlement, leaving Ankara out in the cold. After investing heavily in both mediation efforts and supplying Ukraine with drones, Erdogan finds himself with nothing to show for it. His country leaves the feast empty-handed. Once again, what appeared to be a golden opportunity has turned into a fresh challenge. The question now facing Turkey is whether Erdogan can once again conjure a new opportunity to escape this predicament after losing the trust of many who repeatedly bolstered his rule.